What's our topic today?
Well, it's January, early part of the year. So the question is, how do I live more intentionally? Like, that's a really easy, just slam dunk one to answer. So we'll be done in a minute or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing is about, I mean, it's a really simple and yet really hard question, as we all know from living life. And it's so much easier to be reactive. It's so much easier to do what you've always done. There, you know, it's just easy to react to a day and breathe and call it a life. Mm-hmm. And I've done it. I'm an expert at it. And so the question is, at some point, my habits just don't serve me. Some point, my reactive life doesn't work. Whatever. I keep creating the same problems over and over, or I feel like I'm suffocating. I know, you know, when I was one point in my career, I felt like the best parts of me were dying. Something had to change. And so luckily, I've had big failures in my life. I've had teachers in my life that have opened the possibility that I could live a bit more intentionally. And it is pretty exciting when you start playing with that arena. So I want to talk a little bit about that and hear, you know, from both of you, and you know, what are your experiences around that? But the first part was, okay, if I want to live more intentionally, it might help to know what I want more of, or what I want to be, or and for myself and another friend, the place we started was, we knew what we didn't want. And I was like, oh, this is not working. I can't even imagine what else is possible, but this is not working. That's fine. You know, and so just another friend of mine who had absolutely no idea, she would every day track her energy. Just see, you know, where was a little blip in the, you know, if it were like your heartbeat, where's the little blip of positive energy? And you know, it's interesting, and this sounds so woo-woo, but this Joseph Campbell quote has been proven to be so true for me, is follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. And so if you pay attention to what gives you joy, what's yours unique talents lead you to, that's a good place to start in terms of living more intentionally. That doesn't mean, okay, now I know it, now I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish it would be. And in some cases that's true, but for many of us, it's not. So the second part I was thinking about for myself, what's made a difference in living more intentionally. And I, by the way, I'm not an expert. I'm an expert on reactive living and learning about intentionality. So just to put a little caveat in that. Robust self-care. Would you know that? It's not. We think of it as selfish, or oh, I should be doing for others, and it's true we should be doing for others. But you know that, put your own face mask on first. If you don't take really good care of yourself and do the things that fill you up, then you're needing the world to fill you up, and that just gets you all confused. about I need you to like me now because I can't like myself, and that get you to contort in all kinds of ways that aren't really yours to do. So you nodding. So you know this one. I know this one very, very well. And it's so hard to put myself on the agenda. It's like, oh, I got this work to do. I got these people to take care of. And yet I see the difference in my perspective. So if I know what I want, or at least pay attention, and I am doing a really, really good job of filling myself up in whatever that is. I mean, it's the basics, eating, sleeping, whatever. And then there's the more spiritual, whatever that is for you. And then the third piece is pay attention. Anthony DeMello, some tapes I heard of his, I can't remember the name anymore, from back in the 80s. He said, okay, if you want to know the secret of life, awareness, awareness, awareness. Pay attention. So I know if I know what I want, or even if I don't know what I want, if I just can come up with some way to stop now and again and look at what I'm doing, I mean, without rose-colored glasses, without the story I usually make up about it, just look at what's going on and think, why do I keep doing that? Like, why do I keep putting tasks ahead of my creative time, you know, which is my New Year's resolution that is slowly waning, you know, and it's only been 2 weeks, and I'm, you know, okay, so what is it in my way of thinking that says, if I don't do task, I don't have value? What is that? So just pay attention, and that leads to the third part, which is self-compassion. So, you know, paying attention, and you know how hard it is to stop beating myself up, or put them on, how easy it is to beat myself up for what I'm not doing or not doing well enough. And yet that gets me absolutely nowhere. Mm-hmm. Why? And if you were my good friend, of course I'd be compassionate for you. So why can't I do that for myself? That's going to be part of living intentionally, because I am a perfectly imperfect human being. I'm going to continue being imperfect. I'm going to continue not doing everything that I intend. So that compassion for self is going to be really, really, really huge. So those are that's those four things. Of course, it's way more than four things, but those four things came to my mind in terms of my lessons, how to live a bit more intentionally. I don't know, Jane, CJ, if you have anything you would add to that.
Well, when you were talking earlier and about how we repeat the same things over and over again, that old tape that just keeps playing. And on some level, you're aware of it. But if you just take a couple steps further back even and listen as an observer to that conversation, all of a sudden it takes a little of the power away.
That's nice.
Because when you're sitting down here and the voice seems to be coming from above almost, you know, in your head, it gives it a lot of authority.
Yeah.
But if you take yourself back and observe that voice, it's almost like, you know, you have taken a little control away from it, a little power away from
that's
it.
That's a wonderful way of thinking about it. And then you could do the inquiries. Like, so, gee, why do you think that's true? Mm-hmm. Why do you think task is more important than self-care? Why do you think it's all up to you? Why do I think I'm responsible for everything? Why do I think I have to control everything? And if I can... why do I think I have to do this perfectly? If I can be an observer of self, is what I'm hearing you say, and do it compassionately, it does sort of disempower the habitual, especially the inner terrorist, as my friend calls it.
And it's not like that voice is the self necessarily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The whole self.
Right.
It's a part of it.
Habitual thinking often created, you know, as a kid, or, you know, something that kept us safe. That's why I think compassion is really helpful, because often we try to fight that voice as opposed to saying, okay, you've been trying to help me here. Take that tact as opposed to, I gotta stop thinking that way.
Yeah,
that's really nice. Anything to throw in there, Jane?
Gosh,
if you can say, nope, just listening. That's good.
No, I just think that the paying attention part is so important.
Yeah,
because if I'm muddling through my day and I'm reacting, then I tend to be not paying attention to those automatic behaviors. And the minute I start paying attention to it is when I notice, and then I can make a different choice.
Yeah,
I can say, all right, well, you know, what are my beliefs about that I'm always falling into that pattern, or, you know, why am I always running up to kick that football?
Exactly. When she pulls it up every time,
pulls it away, you know, every time.
We all have those. There's just to close out with a quote on this, and I love, thank you for your observations. And this quote has been sort of helpful for me, because it's not like there's a given path. This is by Antonio Machado. You walking, your footprints are the road and nothing else. Wayfarer, there is no road. You make the road by walking. By walking, you make the road. Hmm. So to live intentionally, it's just that one next step. Hmm. Good luck.